This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the UK and EU have made a decisive breakthrough in talks to end a post-Brexit trade dispute. Speaking alongside EU leader Ursula von der Leyen, Sunak said the two sides had agreed to changes that will remove onerous customs checks on goods moving to Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. Von der Leyen said the agreement restored UK-EU relations to the right footing. Nigeria's Independent Electoral Commission has begun announcing official results from Saturday's presidential election. But just minutes into the national tally on Monday, party agents challenged the outcomes. Last week's polls were marred by delays and technical problems that saw thousands of voters hit the streets Sunday in protest. Timothy Obezu reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
Officials from Nigeria's electoral body, INEC, announced early results from four out of Nigeria's 36 states, putting the All Progressives Congress presidential candidate Bola Ahmed Tinubu in the lead. But the announcement of results was met with resistance from political parties. They said INEC's field officers failed to upload the latest results from polling units in order to manipulate the figures. The elections Saturday were marred by widespread delays, technical difficulties with the voting machines, and threats of violence and insecurity. Timothy Obezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Israel has sent hundreds of more troops to the occupied West Bank after Jewish settlers rampaged through a Palestinian town. Sunday's events kicked off when a Palestinian gunman shot and killed two Israelis in the Palestinian town of Hawara in the northern West Bank. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website. This is VOA News.